fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of February. This is the hour I look forward to every week. We take an hour to talk to my friend, my coach, my health coach, my wife's health coach, Dr. Moore's health coach, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. His website is AccuTouch. There's a link on my links page at thelibertyman.com. The spelling is A-C-C-U-T-U-C-H, AccuTouch. And it's a great website, very beautiful website. And we're going to talk about health-related matters. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore.
Well, sir, we've just had
February.
It is. The first month of the year is over. We're already into month number 2. We just finished 2 days of some record-breaking cold weather. You lived up in the frozen Northland for several of those brutal winters, didn't you, sir?
Oh, my goodness. 3 winters too long in the Twin City area. Yes, it was an experience.
Well, you experienced it with the power grid functioning. Last 2 days, several thousand people in Minneapolis experienced it with no power. That would be an absolute nightmare, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that happened. I think they had record-breaking freezing weather, sub-zero. You can't go outside with any exposed skin for any length of time. You'll be frostbitten. Stay inside. I've experienced things like my eyeballs freezing in place. There's an experiment you can do where you take a pail of water and throw it in the air, and it freezes. It flash freezes before it hits the ground. I did that twice. Let's see. I've been here in St. Louis for, 84 to 20, that's 35 years. Not one winter, including this one, not one winter since I've returned to St. Louis, has there been no all of the winters combined, all of the winters combined here in St. Louis did not equal one winter in Minneapolis. And this was record-breaking across the country. It had record-breaking rain, record-breaking snow, record-breaking everything. So obviously there's something changing in the atmosphere. But yes, this is, and here we have turnaround in temperature again.
Well, this affects people's health, obviously. People are dealing with this. Quite a few people have upper respiratory issues they're dealing with, don't they, doctor?
Well, that's one of the stresses on the immune system, John. That's a great question. When there's extreme temperatures, whether it's heat or cold, your immune system has to adapt. There is a physician. He was around, we're going to say the late 1800s is what I'm thinking. His name is Hans Selye, H-A-N-S-S-E-L-Y-E, Hans Selye. He's touted as the father of stress, meaning that he did extensive research, and the guy was brilliant. He was way ahead of his time. He did extensive research on the general adaptive syndrome. Your general adaptive syndrome is called the GAS syndrome, general adaptive syndrome. And what happens in your immune system when there are those environmental changes? And one of them is the adaptive change in your immune system when the temperature outside changes and fluctuates, in some cases across the country, as much as 70, 100 degrees. And so it doesn't matter whether it's extreme heat or extreme cold, your immune system is affected and must adapt to that environmental change.
Well, that's right. And many people going into this kind of situation, they already have a compromised immune system because of previous illnesses, habits, especially smoking tobacco products. If you go into the situation with a compromised immune system to begin with, you're really setting yourself up, aren't you, sir?
Well, that's why so many people are vulnerable to the myth or the propaganda, for lack of a better word, and they say, oh, your immune system is being compromised, you need a flu shot.
Right.
If you want to compromise your immune system, get a flu shot.
That's right.
So, yes, it just doesn't make sense. However, the human organism naturally wants relief. I want relief from any increased awareness. And so we seek relief, and sometimes we'll do things that if we're uninformed, we will fall prey to the myth that medicine is good for you, and it's not. The flu shot is not good for you. We talked about that.
Well, any immunization, even the ones they give for when you step on a nail, even those, I would not get any immunization for any reason ever again. I used to think I won't. And my grandchildren, my daughter just signs up the grandkids for everything that they've got. And so far, I know there's been some harm to my oldest grandson. My wife, Dr. Moore, noticed, and immediately following 24 hours, a degradation in his ability to handwrite following one of those immunizations as a boy. And they're just all harmful, aren't they, sir?
Well, John, in my opinion, they are. I have three adult children. My oldest daughter is 39 this year. My middle daughter is 36 this year. And my son is 34 this year. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I went through the same determination that most parents go through. Do I inoculate? Do I immunize? But I happened to be in chiropractic college at the time when my son was born. I was studying embryology, and I really don't know how I passed that trimester, but because that's all I studied. It's what I remember. And so I was going around Logan University, going around the campus, and I'm asking all of the professors, did you immunize your child? No. Did you? No. Did you? No. Why not? Well, it's a natural immunity. If you build the immune system, then you can allow it to protect itself. The premise that you introduced an attenuated, meaning a weakened virus, this is a real whatever it is. You're introducing it to the system on the premise that it's going to get stronger. It's going to produce antibodies in direct response to the antigen that you just introduced. Well, that's simply not true. And so I had maybe 2 inches stack of information, and now I have to make a decision. And I asked my wife. She says, no, it's your decision. I go, excuse me? Yeah, you make the decision. Whatever decision you make, I'll support.
Well, good for her.
And I, yes.
And you did all that work. You did all that work for nothing. You thought you had to do some convincing, and it wasn't even necessary.
Wasn't even necessary. I had to convince myself, though.
Right, right.
Moral of the story. My son has not had any immunizations, any inoculations. My oldest daughter had maybe 1.5. My middle child, and Dante, maybe had a half a session. My son had none. And all of my children are healthy. My son is the healthiest. He is the healthiest. So for me, that's proof in the pudding that this is what you do to build a strong immune system, to build a strong, healthy body. And it starts from infancy throughout your entire life. So I trust the process, John. I know that you can become stronger by not becoming weaker and getting sick. It just doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you have a question or comment about health-related matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Doctor, when you and I were youngsters, we're boys, it was common for moms in a neighborhood to get together and have what was called a measles party, where one child would contract the measles, and moms would get all the other children, healthy children in the neighborhood together, so they would intentionally make sure the child had the measles and would go through that process, which was a natural form of immunization, because once you've got the measles and recover from it, you never get it again, do you?
John, I really do think we're dating ourselves here. but yes, that was absolutely it. I remember my oldest daughter, her name is Lisa Joy. She comes home, she's in the first grade, and she goes, Mom, Dad, I have the chicken pox. I'm like, really? How do you know? Well, there was so-and-so at school, and she had the chicken pox, so I know I'm going to get it. And I'm going, well, I don't see any evidence of it yet. The next morning, girlfriend was one whole chicken pox. I mean, it was all over everything. And yes, that's what we used to do as parents. And so I followed the rule. I exposed my other two children to chickenpox. I mean, I didn't quarantine her. That would have been disastrous for a young family. And so they played, but what I did was, and I was still young in my learning career about how to be healthy and well, but I know vitamin C is a natural antioxidant and it fights infection. And my other two children never got the chickenpox. They were, and I did the same thing for all three. Lisa was done with chickenpox in 4 days. 4 days. She didn't miss any time from school. She was back in school, and my other two never got the chickenpox. So, yes, you can build immunity naturally to what we call, quote-unquote, disease or virus or bacteria. And you don't need to do the medicine route, the immunization and inoculations. It's I would not recommend it.
No, not at all. There's a documentary. It was supposed to be shown at a film festival in Paris. The pharmaceutical industry had enough clout to stop from being shown. Vax with two X's. V-A-X-X-E-D. Vax. Excellent documentary. I think anybody who watches that documentary with discernment and with a critical eye would make sure that they never get a vaccination again, Doctor. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I have, and it's an excellent documentary that I believe every adult in this country should see.
No, I have not seen it. John, I'll put it on my list of things to view, but I'm sure I would be in total agreement, because that's just another pharmaceutical ploy, and I don't know who's the richest in this country, the insurance industry or the pharmaceutical industry or the American Medical Association. I don't know who's got the most money, but I know they're quite wealthy.
Well, the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, and there's very few medical procedures that were accepted in 1776 that we're still doing. The only one I'm aware of is vaccinations, which began about the same time, late in the 18th century. Are you aware of any other medical procedures or protocols from the 18th century, not the 19th century, but the 1700s, that are still in common use, Doctor, except vaccinations? What else would be? I mean, stop the bleeding,
the only
obviously.
Thing that comes, yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The only thing that comes to mind that is still an acceptable practice, maybe not so much in this country, but there are some cultures that still apply leeches to help with whatever condition. And so that's been around for a very long time. But medicine in and of itself did not really come on the scene anywhere, John, until the middle 1880s.
Right.
Yes, and all of those things were experimental at that time.
It was Dr. Listerine is named after Dr. Lister, who said, you know, guys, talking to other doctors, you know, you should wash your hands. That would be a smart thing to do. And he was made fun of and criticized, and that was after vaccinations had already begun.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the medicine in and of itself has come a long way, and in actuality, chiropractic was brought on the scene shortly after that in 1895. And so both disciplines have been around relatively the same period of time.
That's right. Doctor, hold that thought. We've got a break. Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Fantastic.
Here's a little song. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. great for heart palpitations. Vianne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. I am actively recruiting and hiring part-time marketing people. These are paid positions to help me. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician, my wife Dr. Moore's personal physician. He has a beautiful website. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, under links you'll find the website AccuTouch. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel, AccuTouch.com. Well, Doctor, you want to continue this line of discussion or move on to a different topic, sir?
Well, John, historically speaking, we usually do both simultaneously. And
right, right, we do.
I just want to just recap briefly the medicine. Modern medicine has not been on the scene that long, as well as chiropractic. So we're saying 1895 medicine, 1880 something or another. And so both of the disciplines have refined. In fact, podiatry, dentistry, all of the doctor disciplines have come after that. And so just for general knowledge, general information, which most people don't know, all doctors have to study the same basic ologies: biology, microbiology, physiology, anatomy, the otomy, the ology. All doctors, doesn't matter what doctor you are. And so once you get through the basic sciences, then you venture off into the disciplines that you want to specialize in. Medical doctors, they learn surgery and medicine. Chiropractors, we learn more anatomy, neurology, and physiology. And so we know the same thing. It's just our application to help people get well is different based on our beliefs. The body is self-healing and self-regulating, and so we support that self-healing and self-regulating system. Medical doctors cut it out, replace it, medicate it. It doesn't mean you're well. That's called allopathic medicine. That's called make me feel better medicine. That is not get to the cause of the problem so that you can feel better approach to care. And so that's the difference. John, we live here in Missouri, and Missouri is the show me state.
That's right.
And so the show me state means show me that what you do is working. Oh, well, it's working for me. Well, how's that working for you? Well, I started taking blood pressure medication when I was 32, and now that I'm 72, I'm taking 5. Wait, hold on. You've been taking medication for 40 years. You started off with 1, now you're taking 5, and you're telling me that that's working for you. No, it isn't. If it was working for you, it would seem like that you would start taking the medication, and then after a year or two or so, then you would stop because your blood pressure is normal, and now you don't need it. That never happened. That never happened unless you change your lifestyle, which is what our New Start program is with AccuTouch. It's a lifestyle change. It's a new start. We talked about nourishment. We spoke briefly on exercise, and we spoke about water. And so we have more to do, how to handle stress, what does your thinking do for your healing? Is it important to breathe? How about rest and repair? And then transition to trusting the process, knowing that your body is self-healing and self-regulated, and there's some choices I can make, some decisions I can make, some action steps that I can take that will absolutely change my life. And so it's not about what to do. No, it is about what to do. The question is, what do you do? What do you do? And most people in this country follow the medical model, which just absolutely does not work.
No, allopathic medicine just keeps you sick. Doctor, at your website, people can sign up for a free AccuTouch session. Just go to the website and sign up for the AccuTouch Stress Release Difference and start your journey to optimal health and peak performance today. All you need to do is put your name, your telephone number, your email address, and get started. It's a great thing to do. It's what my wife, Dr. Moore, and I do. We have a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. Our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines, different coastlines, continues. It's our project. I could not possibly do this by myself. If you find an image of a continent with different coastlines on a movie or a TV show, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's move forward with it. And, of course, energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Terryville, Missouri, where this evening you can get all-you-can-eat catfish buffet at the Terryville General Store and Restaurant and Post Office for less than $8. All-you-can-eat catfish buffet dinner. How about that? So check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com for the energy cleaner, the mattress pad to go with it, and get your life back. You got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. What are you waiting for? Seriously, I use mine every night. I wake up after a great night's sleep. You can also. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, and we're talking about health. That's what we're talking about, health-related matters. And if you want to be healthy, have optimal health and well-being, well, you just need to go to his website, AccuTouch.com. And Dr. Wilbert has a toll-free hour line. And here it is, momentarily coming up here. 888-323-1786. We have a lot of people who don't have internet connection. I know that. Here's a way to contact Dr. Wilbert. 888-323-1786. Let's continue, Doctor.
Wow. That's exciting. The website is up and running. And of course, as you know, it's a work in progress as we continue to add information to it. So, yes, it's a good way to see what I'm doing and the ongoing research. See, in case you haven't noticed, you meaning the literal people on the call, in case you haven't noticed, there's a climate change. Some people will argue that, but I don't pay attention to that argument. And with that environmental change, there's a change in the consciousness of humankind across the planet. And if you don't believe me, just do some research. There's a change. Most people are not in a loving, caring, sharing state of mind. And so what does that mean? That means that most people are in a less than positive state of mind. Well, humans weren't supposed to do that. Humans weren't supposed to have less than positive state of mind. We choose to. No one can make you upset. No one can make you angry. No one can make you sad. No one can make you happy. You choose to be those states of emotions. Well, how do I control my emotions? Control your feelings. Well, how do you control your feelings? You control your thoughts. Oh, who makes you think what you think? Nobody. You choose to.
That's right. That's right.
And so that's the T in New Start is your thoughts. It's your thoughts that determine your life. It's not your altitude in life, how much you know. It's your attitude in life, how you look at life. And so once we realize that, once we take a look at that it really is our thinking that determines our health, but plus some other things, but how do we think about those things? Do we eat a piece of chocolate cake and feel guilty? Oh, snap. Last time I had a slice of triple chocolate cake, it tasted so good. Oh, it was delicious. My taste buds were having a party. Did I feel guilty? No. No. I just told myself, Lynn, you can't do this tomorrow. Maybe next time, but I enjoyed that triple chocolate cake. And so the pile of guilt while you're eating a cake, oh my goodness, if you knew, and I share this with my clients, if you knew the demonstrative devastation that is created by a less than positive thought, feeling, and emotion, you would spend the rest of your life learning how not to allow that to happen to you.
Absolutely.
You would spend the rest of your life, yes.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. All of us have heard people say, and maybe many of us have said it, oh, he makes me feel this way. Oh, she makes me feel that way. Nobody makes you feel anyway. It's your personal choice, isn't it?
Absolutely is, John. See, we all came from our mothers. And so when we separated from our mother, we didn't have the ability to determine. In other words, our conscious mind was there, but it wasn't developed. We didn't know what our hand was, because that's why we smacked ourselves in the face And we didn't know anything, but we had this amazing ability to energetically perceive. And so from the moment that we were conceived, we had this ability. Inside our mother, we downloaded information from our mother and her experiences. Then we separated from our mother. Some people call it birth date, but no, it's really your separation date. And then you popped out, and then you had to learn what things were. Well, as you were learning, you were also developing filters. You were developing filters. See, all babies love me because I don't have any filters. I come from my heart perspective. I listen with my heart. I hear with my heart. I live life from my heart because my heart cannot be hurt. It's the seat of love. And so I open up my heart and share with the world. Now, if you don't want to be part of that, then I would quickly go exit stage left. I just won't hang out with you, which is my choice again. And so when, as we develop as human beings, we develop filters, and those filters are determined by our five senses, what we hear, smell, taste, touch, and see. And so babies, infants, young children, whatever it is they perceive with their five senses, they perceive as true because they don't have any filters. And then by the time they're 2 years old, then they say, hey, then your conscious mind has become fully developed at 2 years old, and they called it the terrible twos. But no, I'm just living out what I've observed up to this point. Everything I've observed is true. But that's why it's really important as a developing young person, you young mothers and parents out there, make sure you're in a state of love, joy, peace whenever you're in the presence of your children, because they pick up on it without a filter. But as adults, oh my goodness, we perceive with our, I just saw what you did. I heard it. And since I saw it and heard it, I put a subjective meaning on it. And that subjective meaning is one that I determined based on my perception. And it was a less than positive subjective meaning, also known as a feeling. And then we perceive it, and then we process it. We process it into our memory banks as a less than positive observation. Let me give you an example. Let's just say a motor vehicle accident, and there's six witnesses. Well, six people will have six different stories because they process the information that they perceive with their eyesight and their hearing. They've all processed it differently. And so that's what we do when we observe someone's behavior. We determine based on our filters, our upbringing, our experiences, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we determine that that's unacceptable. Here's what's unacceptable, a less than positive determination. Because every moment that you are alive is a moment for you to learn. And if you're still alive, it means you're still learning. There's popular songs that say, if it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. So the only purpose that the past experience serves is for you to learn. For you to learn. And so my question to clients and people that I counsel is, why do you go back and relive an experience that when you lived it the first time, it took your heart out, threw it on the floor, stomped it, pummeled it, and gave it back to you. Didn't make you feel so good. So why do you go back and relive it the same way that you lived it the first time? I mentioned on previous calls, John, that on YouTube, there's Ella Fitzgerald commercial. Is it live or is it Memorex?
That's right.
When you relive a situation, it's the same chemical, neurological, neurophysiological, biological pathway as if you were reliving it. There's no difference between this moment, the future moment, and the very first moment that you were conceived. Your subconscious does not think in linear time. It's only this moment. And so it's easy to understand why you would be accumulating, that's the word, accumulating interference in the signal coming from brain to body and body to brain. And by the way, it's more important, the signal going from body to brain. Oh, not brain to body. Most people would think, well, it's more important than brain. Well, no. No, no. If you're brain dead, I can keep you alive. So that's not the important signal. The important signal is what your body is telling your brain. And so one of the signals is those of us that are listening, if your shoulders are trying to hold hands with your ears, you're stressing. You're bench pressing. Same thing. See, in nature, nature understands how to handle stress, how to handle pressure. Nature handles stress and pressure. So when you get stress and pressure together, you get stressor. Yeah, I made that word up. Yeah.
Okay. Stressor. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And so let's see. The immediate example that comes to mind is when an oyster has a grain of sand irritating the lining, and you know, they live in the sea, so they could probably get a grain of sand or two. When it gets irritated, an oyster will secrete an enzyme that will encapsulate that grain of sand so that it's not an irritation. So I know how to deal with that stressor. And what happens? It's a pearl. Oh, my goodness. It's a pearl. And so let's take a mountain man. Mountains have been around for a very long time. And over time, there's a compression of the mountain man. The rocks slide, and then the mountain starts to form coal. Coal has a use. And then, over time, the coal compresses more. So we got stress and pressure, stressor, and there's another word, perturbation, from the root word perturb. So stressor creates perturbation. In nature, it turns it into something beautiful. So as coal compresses over time, it forms a diamond. Exactly.
That's right.
Wow. Very valuable. We can take a look at nature. When you get two air masses colliding and they perturb each other and there's stress and pressure and stressor, it creates a storm of some kind. And we all have heard it. There's a calm after the storm. So every aspect of nature knows what to do with the stress, pressure, pressure, perturbation, except for humans. That aspect of creation, humankind, we don't know what to do with it unless we learn what to do with it. How do we control our thinking? Is breathing important? How do we control stress? Stress is not going to go away. I guarantee you there's going to be more stress today than it was yesterday and tomorrow, too. It's going to be more. So since stress is not going to go away, how do you manage stress? How do you manage stress so that you can live a long, healthy, and productive life? Well, I have a program. It's a New Start program that helps you focus. And my website is up and going, John. It's a beautiful thing. Technology allows me to get the message to people on a regular basis, because really that's what we need. Because if you turn on the TV and watch the TV, you get inundated with commercials like, ask your doctor if this drug is for you.
That's right. Right.
Well, how about you ask your doctor, if I breathe more deeply, if I concentrate on breathing, if I did that for a minute or two every hour, what effect would that have on my health?
That's right. Doctor, hold that thought. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of February, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. You want to get started? Get the professional life and health counseling and coaching that I get and my wife, Dr. Moore, gets. Give them a call at 888-323-1786. And, Doctor, we need to remind people there's very nice hotels, a 10-minute drive from your office, your home, right at the airport. People can come in, they can get the coaching, get the counseling, spent a couple of days there in beautiful St. Louis. Lots of great restaurants at reasonable prices. And just get started, right, Doctor?
That's absolutely correct, John. And in addition to that, I'm offering a reduced initial session so that people can at least experience what I know to be true. Of all my years of research, and we're talking in excess of 3 decades, the research has been based on what works. Show me that it works. Not only does it work, but it works on 100% of the people 100% of the time. Now, that's a pretty profound statement. However, it's true. It's true. The work that I do through AccuTouch is guaranteed to benefit everyone. There is no question. It would be a question like, well, is the sun going to shine tomorrow? Well, yeah. There'll be a yes. It will shine every day. Those laws that govern the universe also govern our body. Whoever, whatever created the universe created us. And so we are not exempt to the law. Resistance to the law is futile. If you are a regular, what I call stinking thinker, in other words, you tend to get emotionally upset. I call it erratic emotional existence. If you routinely go there, you have no idea what you're doing. After I've become associated with my clients, I tell them, if you knew what I knew, you'd do what I do. Because what I do works for me. That's how I know it works for you. And so in AccuTouch, there's a new start program. And it means you have to understand why nourishment is important. You have to understand why exercise and water is important. How do you handle stress? It's not going to go away. It's going to accumulate. What effect does thoughts have on my health? Really? Is it important for me to breathe? Some of us forget to breathe. We go, oh, breathe. Oh, yes. And then we take a big sigh. How about rest and repair? If you get up every hour, you're not resting. You're running from the bear, so you can't repair. And how about transition to trusting the process? You are a perfect design. You, meaning the humankind. There's no change in the design from the original perfect human to us. Everyone.
Doctor, we are done for the day, sir. Appreciate you being with us. Have you back next Friday.
That's beautiful.
Okay, thanks, sir. Okay. Well, this we bid adieu to our engineer, Dan. This is his last day, and we want to thank Dan for his diligent work and wish him the best in his future endeavors. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.